Snakes in the Ganga, Breaking India 2.0, Indian Billionaire Sponsoring Anti-India Agenda, Part 3. Extract of the book, Snakes in the Ganga, Breaking India 2.0, the 26th of September 2022 by Rajiv Malhotra and Vijaya Viswanathan, Part 3. Americanization of Marxism. Americanization of Marxism is a concept which adds races to the Marxist theory of economic classes. Germans who settled in America developed this theory. This is the seed of critical race theory, CRT, and wokeism. Rajivji said Herbert Marcus, who came to California's Berkeley University, developed the clash of races theory. He also pointed out that the CRT has been superimposed on India as the critical caste theory, CCT. Superimposing foreign history on India gives rise to concepts like CCT without connection with Bharat's reality. Propagators of this theory falsely equate Brahmins with whites and Dalits with blacks. The main intention is to project oppression of Dalits, like those faced by blacks. Even Muslims are presented as oppressed minorities. Americanizing the social structure of another country is arrogance. Harvard is the breeding ground of anti-India propaganda. Harvard houses anti-nationals from India, and it is now training people on governance as policymakers attend university courses. The authors show that Marxism is the foundational bedrock of this new discourse, which takes the form of critical race theory, CRT. Most people know critical race theory's purpose is to combat American racism using race warfare. CRT is undoubtedly crucial in that context. But Harvard scholars have mapped it upon Indian society, ancient history, and the modern nation-state. The book explains critical race theory and its origins at length and how CRT has morphed into critical caste theory and wokeism in India. Any disparity in any field is attributed to structural casteism that has been institutionalized, and hence the foundations of these institutions need to be dismantled. Thus, Hinduism itself needs to be dismantled according to them. It has unparalleled intellectual power to dismantle India. Persons from the cabal and the conduit to India. The author spoke about two such persons from the plot. Ajanta Subramanian has written a book alleging that IITs are Brahminical where Dalits are oppressed. She says Brahmin supremacy is being exported when companies abroad employ them. The Harvard ecosystem is supporting her. Suraj Yungde is a fellow at Harvard Kennedy School who identifies as an Afro-Dalit. He wants Dalits to identify as blacks. However, he has a flawed understanding of Buddhism, Hindu Dharma and Marxism. Suraj has weird ideas regarding caste and the Aryan invasion theory. He leaves no stone unturned to project all injustices against blacks onto the Dalits of India. He has also written books that provide ammunition to the movement. His message is to blame Hinduism for all of the world's social evils. This new interpretation of caste as racism is a significant reason the entire social justice movement has started targeting Hinduism. The genesis of all oppression is attributed to India. Indian billionaires sponsoring anti-India agenda. Indian billionaires are sponsoring anti-India agenda through their association with Harvard. Some examples are Anand Mahindra's Humanities Center, Lakshmi Mittal's South Asia Institute and Piramal's Public Health Center. American concepts are exported to Bharat from institutes such as Ashoka University, TISS, and Azim Premji University, among others. These institutions propagate the ideas and concepts incubated at Harvard. This syndrome is dramatically new because the Indians themselves are funding it. Moreover, these ideas have entered Indian government organizations and businesses. The book shows that Indian billionaires are getting this work done. They are bringing Indian scholars and Indian students to conferences and seminars and giving them grants and funding to brainwash them and teach them all these theories to dismantle the fundamental structures of India. These students and scholars are sent back to India and planted into a whole ecosystem being created. Harvard uses India's scholars, funding, and resources to train its new sepoy army of scholars that are breaking India at an unprecedented scale. Social theory behind wokeism. Snakes in the Ganga explains the social theory behind the wokeism worldview through the Marxist lens of oppressors and oppressed. Marxism believes that all society is intentionally structured by the oppressors to torment victims, resulting in unequal outcomes favoring the oppressors. CRT uses race as the marker for group identities while ignoring the individual. This gets converted to caste as the marker in the Indian context. The solution it proposes is to dismantle existing structures and institutions. In India's case, this leads to a global call to dismantle Hinduism and all the systems and institutions based on it. The book's most important contribution is how it meticulously explains how wokeism is mapped into India. The diversity of India is a fertile ground to apply critical race theory because every kind of difference can be attributed to structural and systematic oppression. Harvard is researching transforming CRT into critical caste theory and using it in India. What is most intriguing is how critical caste theory is being used to attack Indian meritocracy by calling it a mask that hides privilege and structural oppression. Meritocracy is considered an outcome of Brahminical patriarchy and thus produces unequal outcomes for specific groups. Harvard scholars are attacking meritocracy used in the IITs and consider it institutional and structural casteism. These scholars totally ignore other factors that affect outcomes, like hard work and individual talent. This is a direct attack on India's institutions. Their solution is to dismantle the IITs in their current form. Threat to meritocracy and India's tech sector. From setting up new institutions in India to infiltrating existing institutions, Harvard seems to be the big powerhouse behind many initiatives to brainwash a whole generation of Indians. This is the direct result of importing the Western model of social sciences. Snakes in the Ganga reveal threats to India's tech sector, which has been the pride of modern India. The book shows how America's critical race theory is being applied to India by modifying it to critical caste theory by mapping caste onto the race. Its fundamental premise is that all upper caste Hindus are inherently bigots, and the system and all institutions deliberately oppress the downtrodden. Latest import from the West, ESG, environment, social justice and governance. The latest import from the West is a popular corporate movement called ESG, environment, social justice and governance. Not many know critical caste theory is buried within the S of the imported ESG. The book points out how this has recently spread the view that upper caste Hindus enjoy privileges concealed in the deepest structures of Indian society, including business, education, politics, law, etc. Such systems cause unequal outcomes in all sectors of society. This is a wrong accusation based on the diversity of global outcomes. They are also accused of carrying this caste privilege to America, which ensures their success in their new homeland. There is a massive buzz in corporate India promoting these new ESG mandates. But the criteria for rating individual companies on the ESG performance scale is controlled by American multinationals like PricewaterhouseCoopers, Deloitte, EY, McKinsey, and World Economic Forum, among others. Harvard University's social theories drive the S society part of the evaluation. The book compels us to ask, what will impact India if these ESG mandates come from the US? Will India's tech industry fall apart trying to comply with the American mandates on ESG? Silicon Valley, which has many Indian workers, is already feeling the pressure. It is being pressured to carry out corporate censuses on the caste of Indian employees. The upper caste is being treated as whites with the burden of proof to show that they are not oppressors or casteists. Most Silicon Valley Indians are presumed guilty of oppression and must confess their white guilt. An entire industry around ESG compliance is emerging without discussing the broader consequences of such a rubric. Will the quota system enter the Indian corporate sector, where the corporates will be forced to give employment on a quota basis to comply with the ESG mandates from their American headquarters or clients? The legal case against Cisco in Silicon Valley, accusing it of caste oppression, has brought about fear among many American corporates. Once Silicon Valley normalizes the treatment of caste as a race, it will further accelerate the caste sensitivity training and workshops to sensitize its workforce. These policies have opened the door for an employee to blame any unfavorable decision on caste. And there are already moves by activists to bring these practices to India through their Indian affiliates. This will also affect Indian companies that perform work for American companies, and we could see such mandates imposed upon Indian service providers. Black Lives Matter effect on India. Black Lives Matter became a popular movement because it expresses anger against the historical injustices suffered by blacks in America. It has echoed in India differently, as the solidarity between Dalits and American blacks. And this point in the old book was dismissed trivially rather than being taken seriously. As a result, Indians lost a decade of opportunity to build bridges with American blacks, try to explain our heritage, and perhaps help them resurrect theirs. Meanwhile, the Breaking India forces worked hard to turn blacks against India and its civilization. Malhotra and Viswanathan express sympathy for the plight of Dalits and, indeed, all those facing injustices. But they reject the use of American racism as the lens for interpreting Indian society. Indian social history is far more complex and diverse and cannot easily fit into the American framework of racism. A city like Bangalore, the IT hub, might face many complaints and legal cases in the corporate sector. This is a ticking time bomb for India and its IT sector, which could be accused of social injustice by the snakes. Every Indian that works for the tech sector in India or abroad should be alarmed about this snowballing out of control. India's success in the tech sector is at risk. The positive after effect. Authors Rajiv Malhotra and Vijaya Viswanathan have gone into the most intricate details about new threats to India even as it tries to shake off the humiliation of its colonization and present itself as a new economic, political and cultural force with a rich tradition of liberalism. Malhotra and Viswanathan have stood against an entire ecosystem bent on dismantling India. The book has so many aspects that it is impossible to present in three articles. You understand more aspects as you read on. As an after-effect of Malhotra's earlier book on Breaking India, many thoughtful Indians have been questioning the extent of our own colonized conditioning. They are challenging this mindset when they encounter it in our fellow Indians. We hope that this time, we will take challenges more seriously and take concrete actions to counter them. As this book discusses, Breaking India 2.0 is much more severe in its insidiousness, influence, funding, resources, and impact on the Indian civilization. For many Indians studying in the USA, getting a job there after that and finally getting a permanent residentship of the USA is the ultimate American dream. We like to copy how they dress, eat, entertain, and work. Colonization has taken on a different hue with open admiration of everything American. This also means that we are opening up to American ideas, good or bad, which makes it easy for their social movements to get mirrored in India, even when they do not apply. The fact that these theories get spun in leading Ivy League universities like Harvard makes them all the more acceptable to many of us. And the danger increases manifold when there's this vast, dedicated machinery of people, networks, projects, and institutions dedicated to transferring these ideas to us. Conclusion. The book Snakes in the Ganga by Rajiv Malhotra and Vijaya Viswanathan elicits critical acclaim from various quarters. Those who have read Malhotra's Breaking India for over a decade anticipate that the latest book will have a similar readership. This is a very well-researched and provocative book. It could upset some people simply because they are not used to seeing these widely acclaimed ideas and institutions in this light. But there is ample evidence cited, literally over 1,000 endnotes and several pages of bibliography. And it isn't just a few individuals here and there that are considered the dangerous snakes in this thesis, but a large number. This is yet another wake-up call for India. The book Breaking India was ahead of its time by over a decade. India could have prepared itself better, even though it was pretty warned. This time we hope the snakes in the Ganga are taken seriously, and the Ganga is cleaned up before it is too late for India. While the snakes have a well-developed ecosystem, the pro-Bharat activists need to be coordinated. The book would help the pro-Bharat activists to articulate and put forward their views in a better manner. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.